degrees Celsius in the west, but 3 to 7 Celsius elsewhere. And tomorrow, the high pressure shifts eastwards. Again, for most of us, it's going to stay dry, but there'll be rain for Northern Ireland.
Elizabeth Rizzini, thank you. Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 24th of April. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 993, slow moving and with little change, expected 991 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, fair, moderate or good. South at 0, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, becoming variable 3 or less in northwest, but easterly 5 or 6 in southeast, fair, mainly good. East 40s, northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, fair, moderate or good. West 40s, Cromarty 4th. Northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming mainly easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, mainly good. Tyne at Dogger. Northeasterly, becoming variable for a time in Tyne 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in West Dogger. Fair, mainly good. Fisher, northerly 2 to 4, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, mainly northeasterly 5 to 7 later in northeast, mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in White, mainly fair, mainly good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in Biscay, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeasterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later in South Biscay. Showers mainly good. Southeast Fitzroy. Cyclonic, mainly northerly or northeasterly, veering mainly northwesterly later, 3 to 5, rain, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly later in east, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic, mainly south or southeast, 3 to 5, rain in Fastnet and later elsewhere, good, occasionally poor in Fastnet. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly south or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in Shannon. Fair until later in Malin and Hebrides, otherwise rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. East Fair Isle. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Fair, good. West Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 3, 16 miles, 1020, steady. Stornoway, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1021, steady. Lerwick, northeast by east 3, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 1, 19 miles, 1023, steady. Bridlington, north by west 2, 1022, steady. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, north-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1019. Jersey, north-northwest 2, mist, 2 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north 2, 11 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, north by west 2, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, 13 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 5, mist, 3 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast by south 4, 27 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure will maintain a relatively light flow and mainly fair conditions across coastal waters today, before Atlantic fronts encroach from the west and push rain across western areas during Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east veering southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast 3 to 5 later, showers later, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable becoming mainly easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, east or southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later in North Channel, fair, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, fair, showers or rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in south, fair, rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, bearing southeasterly later in west, fair, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Right Reverend David Walker, who's Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. St Luke tells the story of how, on the first Easter day, two followers of Jesus have left Jerusalem for the town of Emmaus. Christ himself comes and walks alongside them, but he remains unrecognized until they stop for a meal. It's not until the moment when he breaks a loaf of bread, echoing what he had done three nights before at the Last Supper, that they realise who it is with whom they've been journeying. From those very first days, bread has been central to Christian worship, especially in the sacrament of Holy Communion. So it's no surprise that it also features beyond the church doors in the popular customs of home and family throughout the world. Easter breads are often enhanced with extra rich ingredients such as fruit, nuts or eggs, and moulded into symbolic shapes. The Colomba di Pasquale, popular in Italy, is studded with candied orange peel and crafted into the form of a dove. In parts of the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, Easter loaves and buns are given a distinctive local flavour with molasses and spices. For me, this symbolises how even the most basic food can be transformed into something fit for a feast, and that the additional work involved in preparing such an elaborate and special loaf becomes as much a part of the celebration as does eating the finished product. And so I pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for bread, and for the part it plays both in Christian worship and in household celebrations. As it sustains me, both in body and in spirit, make me ever mindful of those who will struggle today to buy or bake their daily bread. Amen.
That was the Right Reverend David Walker, who's Bishop of Manchester. BBC Radio 4, it's 6:15. Now, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, warnings that new plans to speed up planning threaten both developers and nature.
Both good infrastructure and thriving nature are really important to people, and to sacrifice that just to focus on speed is ultimately a false economy.
More on that later. But let's start with a call for strategic and coordinated action on rare breeds. The Rare Breed Survival Trust releases its latest watch list today and says that while there's good news for some native breeds, others, like the Manx Lockton sheep, are falling in number. It wants the government to re-establish a ministerial native breeds roundtable.